Roll call, please, Jade.
And Mayor Smith?
Here.
Johnny Cumberledge?
Here.
Alan Starnes?
Here.
Shirley Brown?
Here.
Jack Foster, Jr.? Jack, are you on? Marita Henderson? Here. Emil Mobeck?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum. All right. We'll start business with the approval of agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda. That would be with addition to old business for travel lift and addition to new business for salary or hourly COLA percent increase?
No.
Or just, well. Well, I may make a motion as is, I guess.
No to the travel lift. And the COLA will go in under the budget.
I'll second that. This is Shirley.
Okay. Thanks, Rita. Thanks, Shirley. Get a roll call, please, Jade.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
And Jack, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Motion passes. So we'll move on to the consent agenda, the minutes of the regular meeting of October 13th, 2020. Has everyone had a chance to read the consent agenda? Any corrections or additions? Okay. Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Emil here.
All right, thanks, Emil. We have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Roll call, please, Jade.
Okay. Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Jack? Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Moving on to report. First on the list would be the finance officer. Is Krista online? If not, Jordan, you have the floor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For you is the September raw fish tax of $24,635. The September sales tax was $65,441. Obviously, as you can see from years past, it's down substantially. Next page, we have some of our bank accounts. Some change there. You can see that, you know, we're still doing okay. And then, you know, next page is our expenditure guideline. So if there's any questions, comments, concerns, please let me, you know, please ask, and I'll do my best to answer them.
Oh, Zamel here. As long as that economy keeps going up, that Charles Schwab account just keeps going, so that's good. As long as we keep that growing, it'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So just for everybody's reference, that is our permanent accounts fund. It was established just about 4 years ago, I believe.
All right, thanks, Samuel. Any other comments? All right, seeing there aren't any, move on to the administrator's report. Give you the floor again, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So you touched on quite a few of these things this afternoon. One thing I would add is that we did receive the engineer's report from PND regarding the damage caused to the old dock and new dock from the July earthquake. And then I sent that to the insurance company, and they have come back with what they will cover and not cover. The report determined that quite a bit of the damage to the old dock was pre-existing and would not be covered under this the July event. So still working over that. The one thing I didn't touch on today, this afternoon, was the Alaska Marine Highway Systems Reshaping Working Group. The main takeaway as it concerns Sandpoint and the region as a whole is that they are recommending two sailings a year at this point, one early in the season and one at the end of the season. It's just a recommendation. It's not set in stone. You know, other communities across the region, you know, will have been impacted by this. So we'll be working with the city lobbyist, Mark Hickey, as well as the borough and other communities that are impacted by it to tell our story, to talk about the importance of the ferry run, talk about how, you know, our population doesn't really tell the full story, and to emphasize just how much value is in the fisheries and the communities. So that's going to be something we're going to hammer on pretty hard, make our case. Another thing that we spoke about today briefly was that the borough has quite a bit of unspent CARES Act funding. They're considering a couple different ways to spend it. One would be to cover residents', you know, utility bills, you know, fuel, water, sewer, solid waste, you know, other, you know, just utilities. So that's one option, you know, they're considering. Another would be to, you know, pass through some of those funds to the municipalities within Ocean Cities Borough. So, you know, working with the mayor, we've come up with a letter in support of that, and laying out some possible ideas that could help both the residents as well as the city. We'll get that to the borough before their meeting. So pretty much everything else, you know, we talked about today or we'll cover in later on. So if there's any questions, I'm happy to take them. Thank you.
Jordan. Any questions for Jordan? All right. I think there's none. All right, thank you. And then we'll be moving on to the police department.
Good evening. This is Dave Anderson. You see before you there the police activity report, the numbers breakdown. There, you folks can look that over. If you have any questions, you can contact me. I'll be happy to answer questions for you if I can. On the next page, he notes there under the Valdez dispatch, we're still not confident in a 911 system for them, so we discontinued use for that. We're using our local 911 system on Island. We very much appreciate them and their continued service for us. We are using Valdez dispatch for our radio communications for data runs, basic person checks, warrants checks in the field as well as at the office. The next paragraph there you'll see in the following page, you'll see price quotes from Correction Industries with regard to addressing plates for our addressing system that we are proposing to use. Each plate costs about $3.05 for a cost of about $1,100 to do the whole town, some plates left over. We've worked with the Sandpoint Postmaster in implementing the address system. We don't see any problems with that. The idea being that once the system is implemented, we would work with homeowners and business owners on placing the plates in place. We just need approval to go ahead with the purchase on this. Our EMS or police would more than likely work on work with the landowners to get those taken care of and get them. Get them mounted on there. You can see an example picture on two pages back of what they would look like. If there's any questions on that, we can add on that, or I can move on to the next paragraph. So, previous councils tasked Jordan myself with finding an EMS fire chief. We've looked high and low for this, and we've had some nibbles, but nobody's put in for it. We've worked up a plan to split the into two positions, one an EMS side, one a fire side. We have received two applicants for the position, one for EMS and one for fire, and on the following page there, it kind of breaks down what our thought process is on this. Each position would help the other. So on the EMS side, running the ambulance, each position would be available 24/7. One applicant that is on the EMS side is a longtime resident of Sandpoint and the EMS system here. And the other person would be somebody from out of state that would be coming in. They would be working 24/7. We'd put them in officer housing and provide them a vehicle here. And the idea being that one position would foster the other. Each would help the other. Each would break the other. Is they're both available 24/7. The implementing the program, now getting it going, each side will be responsible for fostering involvement, recruiting, garnering interest for the fire folks as well as the EMS folks is our thinking on this. And we wanted council to be aware of this. And bring forth any ideas they may have in helping us implement this program before we present it to the mayor. Also, we've had two, we have two new officers, so we're fully staffed now. Officer Farr reported October 28th. I worked with him for a week. He's now on his off rotation. He'll come back with Sergeant Nierman next week. Officer Richard Lowry was to report today, but his flight got canceled, so he's holed up in Anchorage. He's very excited to get out here. I just got off the phone with him a little bit ago. Other than that, that's all I have for you folks. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to ask them.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Do you have any questions for Dave?
This is Alan. Do we need to get any direction on the house numbers?
I was possibly going to recommend holding off on those until work out some of the details. Is that what you kind of wanted?
Dave, what I understand is that we're go ahead for the system. We worked it out with the Postal Service. Now it's, we're just talking about fixing the numbers. What we would need is permission to spend the $1,100 to get the actual physical numbers, and we would work out fixing them to the homes and businesses once we obtain them.
Right, Dave. Yeah, we want to get a little more input from the community. You know, it's going to be on their houses. We wanted a little more involvement and some input from them, perhaps.
Well, we could probably do that in a way of a mailer. That's an idea. I'm not sure if anybody has any other ideas about how we would go about doing that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's in the right direction. Just there might be questions, you know, that we might need to work out.
Okay.
Anyone else? Council members?
Well, feel free to mount one of the house numbers on my house and use it as a test bed to show everyone what it'll look like. That'll be fine by me.
I think it'll even match.
I would, too. I thought we were going on with this,
The chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.
Looks like we lost audio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sure, there's not a bunch of opposition to going ahead.
This is Shirley. I didn't have any opposition to this, and I thought it was very important that these positions be filled.
Thank you, Shirley.
This is Alan.
Hey, Alan. Go
ahead. And I'll just say, as one of the volunteers that fights fires around here, I support this. I think that the position's been open for way too long, and that there's not near enough training amongst us volunteers, and it's real important in keeping us safe, you know, the first responders safe. So I support it.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, this is Emil. I support. I know we need to get this going on. I just, of course, wish we could sweeten the deal a little bit for more of our locals instead of outside of the community. But I do support it. We definitely need them there, and we need to get moving forward on this. So definitely support it.
Okay. Thanks, Emil.
I'm on board too with it, Jim.
Okay. Thank you, Danny. I mean, we could still go, you know, give it a week or something, you know, for a local hire that make sure the word's been out, and then, I mean, I don't want to put a time on it, but, and then try to fill the position, though, you know, as far as what Emil said.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had it posted for so long, Jim. I mean, I've been after this for a long time, so, I think we ought to be moving forward to try to get something together here. A lot of stuff hasn't been tested and run, and we need somebody doing that, and someone who can kick some energy and keep our volunteers safe. So I think it's important to this.
All right. Thanks, Jack. So we'll move forward with that then. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. Okay, then we'll move on to Public Works, which there's no report there, so we'll move on to the Harbor Master. You have the floor, Doug.
Yeah, good evening, Doug. Yeah, it was going good until our Alaska Day, October 19th, earthquake again. The causeway sunk about 2 to 4 inches again, ramped it back up. Took a bunch of pictures for the state DOT guy, and he forwarded on to his people. He said, and if he had more questions, he'd get back to me. And found more cracks on top of the dock there, what's going to have to be filled in. And then on the retaining wall, there's found 6 cracks on that retaining wall, what wasn't there prior to the October 19th earthquake. Then a few days later, we had that little windstorm here, and power outage downtown due to a broken line, and we had a street light on the footbridge to the harbor broke and fell down. We got that up, closed it for a few days, and then Ken went and fixed the railing so we could open it back up. And then the connex on the city dock where the generator is sliding closer and closer to be off the dock there. So we're going to have to get that there generator shack and connex moved over by the new warehouse and rewire it over there. And Alan agreed to come help and take a look and see what all has to be done, and hopefully we could do it here soon. More damage to that roadway coming away from the dock there. You know, it's not very safe for us to be walking down during the dark. So, but the sooner the better. And I got a new quote on a travel lift there, but we talked about it this afternoon. I think that's about all I got.
All right. Thank you, Douglas. Any questions for Douglas?
Yeah, I do, Amler. Hey, Douglas, is that Connex building, is it in pretty rough shape with the top, or we would have to try to think about putting another structure around it for try to make it, as we move it over there, would it be something that we could look at maybe to put another roof on it or side on it or something? And I thought that maybe it was in pretty rough shape. Is that true or no?
The Connex itself looks like it's in sturdy shape. It's got a little rust damage on it there, but, you know, there's no rust holes or nothing in it where it's at, you know. So I think that Connex will be fine if we go put it by the my thoughts is, you know, put it on the east side, the new building there, and then run a new conduit and wire to it to rewire it, because as of right now, after the July earthquake, you know, I just turned the breakers off for the old warehouse there, so I ain't powering that one up. But we do need to get it moved closer to the dock and warehouse where we are using it. So, okay.
All right. Thank you, Douglas. Any other questions for Douglas?
Yeah, I've got one, Jim.
The chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.
Okay, so hello. We've got a little bit of a break again, so we'll try this one more. Live on KSDP, waiting for the city council meeting to resume.
I think I hear everybody, but let's go to the list there. Shirley?
I'm here.
Okay. Marita?
I'm here.
Emil?
I'm here.
Danny?
Here.
Jack?
Yeah, here.
And Alan.
Is anybody else getting kicked here off, Jim, or is just me?
No, we all are. We're starting through a different line, I think, so maybe it'll stay on.
Oh,
Excuse me, Jimmy. If we get kicked off again, Jordan, could you log on as moderator? Because I think it's because of my cell service. I think I'm getting kicked off. And as a moderator, it'll kick everybody off.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. We'll go back to the harbor. Have a question for Douglas?
Yeah, I had one, Jim.
Okay, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, Douglas, I'm just wondering, I'm just looking at this thing. I'm sure you guys have an answer for this, but with getting this bigger travel lift, is that dock of ours going to hold that? I mean, I know that was engineered for and with that 150-ton crane. And I'm also wondering about the footprint of this bigger travel lift. Is it the same width, and how much more does it weigh, and has that been taken into consideration?
Well, I never asked the weight on it there, but, yeah, it'll be built to the dock spec down here. And actually, the 180 is a little bit smaller than the 200 we're trying to get quoted from, we got quoted from the marine travel lift. And I got to take a bunch of measurements and send to the marine travel lift from the dock here, too, so that you build it, to the 150 specs, So when I get nice enough weather to get out and get that there all done, I'll be forwarding that on to marine travel lift. And with those dimensions, I'll be sending it on to ASCOM there also. What the dock specs we got there too, so they know what we're working with there. Okay.
Well, I know we got an engineer on the council there, so I just thought I'd bring that up because I know they're designed for like a certain weight, and we're talking about a bigger lift and maybe possibly bigger boats, and I'm just throwing that out there as consideration. So thanks.
Yeah, my thought wasn't really no bigger boats. It was just to accommodate the fleet we haul right now is why you're looking for the bigger than the 150 is what I was looking forward to anyway, I mean, yeah, okay, it'll be more and you can lift more, but my concern, biggest concern was to accommodate the fleet we have right now and do less wear and tear on the machine in the long run. That's what I was looking at anyway, or how I was looking at it.
All right. Thanks, Douglas. Jack was asking, is the same width, though, exactly to fit down that dock? Is that the question?
Well, that was one of them, but that dock also was rated at a certain capacity, and the boats have gotten a lot bigger since we built that harbor, so I was just thinking about that. And some of these steel boats, some of these big, I don't know, the steel boats probably are the heaviest lift. But yeah, I was just, that's where I was thinking.
All right. Thanks,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, and Jack, also with the things they're sent me for marine travel lift here was, I know that's what they're thinking about also, too, so because when I have to take a bunch of measurements, I have to measure and give them pretty much the footprint of the dock on there, too, so they make sure it's going to go, too. So I'll be getting to that by mid next week and get it off to Marine Travel Lift and to ASCOM, so we can go from there also, okay?
Right.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Douglas. Any other questions for Douglas? Okay, hearing none. We'll move on to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. And we'll start with Ordinance 2020-01 of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, amending the operating budget for fiscal year 21. And I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before council, you have
the proposed FY21 budget for the city of Sandpoint. It's a little bit earlier than usual, but you know, it's kind of par for the course this year. There's some significant changes in revenue I want to talk about, as well as expenditures. So the main increase in revenue is the $1.287 million in CARES Act funding. You know, as discussed earlier, most of that's dollar in, dollar out. However, we were able to allocate some general fund expenses to it. They'll work out to about $312,000. So that's $312,000 that we are not taking from the general fund, which is good news. The next revenue item, obviously, was the disaster season. Coming out of the summer salmon season, where we only got about 35% of the usual raw fish tax, and there's also the corresponding drop in sales tax. There's nothing that we can do on that front, and unfortunately, due to the lack of surveys, this winter is going, won't be a lot of fishing this winter, probably similar to last winter. Again, we are a resource-based economy that is subject to fluctuations, and we're in a low spot right now. Nobody really knows how long the low spot's going to be, so that's something to consider, but that's definitely had an impact on us this year. The next big drop in revenue was the expiration of the Payment in Lieu of Taxes, or PILT, that the city had signed with Trident at a meeting this summer with Mayor Gardner and myself. Trident indicated that they would not be renewing it. It's possible that a new agreement could be negotiated. Again, that's on council as well as Trident, both parties. Another option is if council wants to explore it, there's a business fisheries tax concept that's been implemented in Bristol Bay. I don't know if that's something that council wants to look at, but that is a drop. Another option that's just never very popular is an online sales. No tax is popular, really. But several communities across the state are part of the statewide online sales tax collective. So that's another option to bolster revenue. So it's not looking so great on revenue. Expenditures, not as bad, thankfully. We've had some reduced staffing with public safety, which helped save us some money, in salaries and benefits. All of the public safety expenses from March forward are being attributed to CARES Act, so that's enabled us to, A, lower our total expenses, and then, B, instead of having to pay from the general fund, pay from the CARES Act. And also, we did get the extra one, or the back payment, I should say, on the 105L funding for the lease, but again, we know that the clinic does need some maintenance. It's a great building, and we want to keep it in tip-top shape as long as possible. So we know there's going to be an expenditure on that coming down the line. And there's also the corresponding CARES Act expenditures. But again, it's on paper, and it's a dollar-for-dollar thing. So it's not necessarily – it's not an unfunded expenditure. It's a funded expenditure. And then, the budget before you also does reflect a 3% cost of living adjustment for employees. I know it's been several years since there was a COLA, and the COLA, the expenses here reflect a retroactive COLA, so it'd be from July 1 moving forward. This budget was completed before this meeting, so it did not reflect the additional cost for having both a fire and EMS chief. Based on the proposed wages and the corresponding payroll and benefit that the city also pays out, payroll taxes, and benefits, that would be an additional $112,000 roughly for this fiscal year. No, excuse me, not for this fiscal year, but for a fiscal year. So obviously for this fiscal year, it would be prorated to whenever whoever the city hires comes on board. So it'd be roughly $60,000, give or take, just depending upon when the person would start in their role. So that's what I have. So the next page, you see the breakdown. And the main takeaway is that the initial proposed budget had a much larger deficit than the revised budget. You know, the city's always kept a sharp pencil, hasn't spent frivolously, because we do come on hard times occasionally, and this is definitely one of them. So given the reduction in the budget gap, it's not great news, but it's better than what we had anticipated coming into this year. So I'll stop. If there's any questions, I will gladly answer them.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Any questions for Jordan? Okay. Hearing none, can we get a motion to introduce the ordinance of 2020-01 of the City of Sandpoint amending the operating budget for fiscal year 21.
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2001 for the first reading.
Thank you, Marita. Right, and then I do have a second. Do we have a second?
I have a question.
Oh, sorry. There you go. Okay.
Is this the first reading or is this an adoption?
Yes, this is the first reading. It's the introduction.
So the motion's to put it on the floor for the first reading. And did you change the ordinance number from 02 to 01?
Yeah, it was a misprint, right? It was a misprint on the 02. I had that problem too at first.
Okay, so it is 01. I'll second putting it on the floor for the first reading. This is Shirley.
Okay. Thank you, Shirley. We have a second, Shirley. Can we have a roll call, please, Jade?
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yay.
All right. Motion passes. Okay, we'll be moving on to old business, the selection of the new list. I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So based on today's conversations, it appears that there's three options the city can pursue. The first is to pursue grant funding to help purchase a new crane. Second option is for the city to search for used cranes. And then the third option would be to get in touch with, Western Pacific Crane and Equipment to get as a thorough cost estimate as possible to repair the existing crane. These three items can be done concurrently, and it was my understanding that at the next meeting, the council was looking for a report, you know, outlining grant progress, an idea of what the used equipment market looks like, with some price ranges, as well as a cost estimate for their consideration to repair the existing crane. So I just want to verify that that's the wish of the council, and then if that is, the mayor can have staff proceed accordingly.
I would support that. Jack here.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jordan. Anyone else?
It's Alan. I support that.
I support it too.
This is Marita. I support it too.
Yes, for me. Emil.
Thank you, Emil.
Sounds good. This is Shirley.
All right. Thanks, Shirley. Okay. So on the recommendation, we'll move forward with pursuing the grant funding, and then also looking for possible used equipment lift, and to get a cost estimate to fix the old grove. Any more comments?
Right. No, I guess Emil here. I think we have that bearing up there. Just now we need a something to get it up and lift it up and take care of, I do believe. I mean, it'd be nice to see if that thing, you know, ran, and then we could see if we're going to waste any time or money on it. But also pursuing a grant, I mean, you're looking at another $100,000 anyways, even to get a grant. So, you know, for matching funds for something else. So, like I said, I was in support of this, but I just want to, you know, try to see that we, you know, we got that bearing here already, and don't know all what it'll entail to take that top off and put a new one on. So, all right, that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Emil. Any other comments? Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on to new business. First, it was the class donation for the close-up of this year, the junior class. I'll hand the floor to Jordan. What do I do with this, or how do I? No.
Sure. Based on earlier conversations, I can state confidence that last year the city donated $1,000 to the close-up effort. That's what was allocated to them. I don't have a dollar amount suggestion. I just can let you know what the city has done in the past. So, Mr. Mayor, I would suggest you offer a dollar amount if you're comfortable with it, and then have council decision, but if there's still some unclarity or some uncertainty as to what happened to last year's funds or anything else, this letter does not appear to be time sensitive, so this can be tabled until the next meeting if there's more information needed to make the decision.
Okay. Any questions to that?
Yeah, this is Shirley. I missed the workshop, so I don't know what was discussed, and I myself would like to know if they, I don't think the close-up group went last year, so where's the funding there? And it doesn't look like anybody's going to get to travel real soon right now.
Thank you, Shirley, and that's probably most likely. So,
In the letter, it states that if they don't travel this year for close-up, they will next year for close-up.
Right. Thank you.
Hi. The close-up advisor this year, and I could possibly answer any questions, maybe.
Could you,
Jordan? Did we ever find out? We ever find out if we gave money last year or in April or March to them or something?
Yes. Yeah, so last year the city did donate $1,000 to the close-up fundraising effort.
And that should have rolled over because they didn't go anywhere in April, right?
I can't speak to how those funds were spent or not spent. That's something we can follow up with tomorrow.
Well, isn't that advisor lady wasn't she just chimed in there? You guys didn't spend that money last year, did you? So it should still be there.
This is Karen. They did pay the last students did pay the Close Up Foundation all of their money. So Close Up Foundation does have it for those kids to hopefully be able to go this year. It's their senior year. And so if we're able to travel in April when their trip, those funds went to that. And we're trying to raise money this year for this junior class to be able to go. Hopefully we'll be able to go in April. And we'll be traveling together. We'll be going to junior class and going together.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
This is Jack here. She's breaking up really bad on my end. I don't know how anybody else is hearing her.
Yeah, you were breaking up, Karen, but I believe she said they had received $1,000, and it's in the school, in the travel fund already for whenever they do go. I think that's what she said.
For the senior class is what I got.
Yes.
Okay, that's
that
a different. Okay, yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad. That's the senior groups that didn't go, and they're still going to be allowed to go if anyone travels. So this is the junior class that's looking for funding.
Yes.
Okay. Should I suggest still tabling it, being there's no amount for this group and there's still time?
Mr. Mayor, it sounds like there's some questions from the council, too, and, you know, I'd be willing to put a motion forward to table it to the next meeting. But
okay. All right. Thanks, Jack. Any other comments there, then? Okay.
Hi, this is Alan.
Okay, go ahead, Alan.
You know what? It occurs to me that a lot of the fundraising for, you know, the close-up trip and the senior trip all occur at athletic events. You know, they invite us up to the school. We all get to watch a good basketball game or a good volleyball game, and then that we shell out our money, you know, for a hot dog and an ice cream, and we all have a really good time. And the kids come away with a win, and we come away with a win, and everybody's happy, right? And without the athletic event, these poor young people are, you know, they're almost, you know, they're hamstrung, aren't they? So there's one side of me that is kind of feeling sorry for them, and the other side of me is like encouraging Karen to go talk to their superintendent and start reconsidering the, you know, the athletic events. I just kind of chuckle because I watch the athletes, you know, I watch the volleyball team and I watch the basketball team drive up and down the street all night in a truck. And I think, you know, if the gym were open, they'd be exercising, but It's not like they're separate. I don't know. I know they're big decisions to make, but I feel sorry for this class. I really do. But maybe we could, you know, we could all get together next month in a workshop, and it would sure be easier for us to all talk and discuss this.
All right. Thank you, Alan. So can I – is there any other questions? If not, could I get a motion?
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. I made a motion, and it can either fail or not.
Okay, sorry, Jack. Yeah, could I – you have a – So the
I just want to second that. The meeting. That's all.
Correct.
I second that. That's Emil.
Okay. We have a second. Roll call, please, Jade.
Alan.
Yes.
Jack.
Yep.
Marita.
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Motion passes. Okay. Moving on to the Pawlop Harbor grant for removal of, I think it's like old boats.
Derelict, I believe.
Derelict boats, yes. I'll give the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the Pawlop Harbor Tribe has approached the city to support their grant application to the NOAA Marine Debris Removal Program. It is a competitive program, and it's something that the community can definitely need. And anytime the city and a tribe can partner together to accomplish something positive in the community, I think it's incumbent upon the city to explore that possibility. So, you know, as mentioned in the letter, that they are seeking the in-kind contribution. So that would involve city staff labor and city staff equipment. So just, you know, a quick estimate is that about 40 hours of staff time and equipment time works out to about $10,000. So that's about about 160 hours of the city working on behalf of the tribe to meet the requested $25,000 amount. So I think that's something we can do. And with council's permission, I would contact Ann Morris and get a little further clarity and just get the exact language and wording that they're looking for, as well as maybe how the grant agency wants to define in kind, so that we can properly break out charges and expenses to make sure that their application is complete and accurate.
Thank you, Jordan. Any questions?
No, I'd support that, but if we're going to deal with it again at the next meeting, should that be in the order of a motion tonight then, or should we wait until you talk to them, I guess would be the question for Jordan.
No, we'll look for a motion to approve this and work out the details. It can't wait.
Well, I'd be prepared to make that motion to help UTT with their removal of derelict vessels there.
Okay, we have a motion. from Jack to pass the marine debris removal grant. Do we have a second? Do we have a second?
It's Alan, I'll second.
All right, thanks. Alan, we have a second. Roll call, please, Jade.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
This is Shirley, yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Motion passes. moving on to, is there a student rep here? We had a report from a student rep. Is that not on the, we don't do that then, I guess. So we'll move on to public comments. Hearing none, we'll move on to council comments. Okay.
This is Marita.
Go ahead, Marita.
I guess I'm kind of requesting that we put COVID-19 on the agenda for every month, just so we can welcome any questions or concerns for the public, or so it's just not last minute discussion, I guess.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Marita. Alan, any comments?
Well, I guess I commented a lot tonight. I hope some of our future meetings can be in person. You see, with all the difficulties, this is a challenge, to be sure. And I apologize there, Jack, for missing your motion. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Alan. Shirley, any comments?
No, I'm good right now. Thank you.
Okay.
But
thank you, Shirley. Yeah. Jack, you have a comment?
No, I don't think I have much to say. Everybody's been doing a good job on battling this COVID thing, and if we can all keep it up for a while, maybe. Sounds like it's rebounding everywhere, so I kind of support what Marita had to say there about keeping on top of it. So hope the town can stay safe and we all stay that way.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Jack. Emil, do you have a comment?
No, I think I've said enough tonight. Be safe, I guess, and we'll see and hear everybody next month.
Okay. Thank you, Emil. Danny, I don't think I...
Yeah, nothing here tonight. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you, Danny. So that would be on the comments. Thank you. So we'll move on to the FYI, the informational... license. I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to bring to the council's attention that the Alaska Commercial Company, also known as AC Store, has applied with the state to renew their liquor license. The state sends the cities and boroughs courtesy notices and the chance to comment on liquor license renewal or application. This is just for your information. There's no need to act if the city has no opinion or objection to it. Just wanted to get this in front of you. So it's more of an informational item, not necessarily an action unless the city is compelled to step in.
Thank you, Jordan. Any questions to that? All right. Hearing none, then we could use a motion to adjourn.
Is Marita? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Marita. You have a second?
Second, Emil.
All right. Thank you, Emil. Roll call. You don't roll call that? Okay, motion. So we're adjourned? Okay, sorry, yeah. Motion passes, we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. And I do apologize for being new at this, for missing your